Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Jared Decker, talking EPDs. Back with Dr. Decker in just a moment.
A promise made is a promise kept. That was the commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry in 1993. And more than two decades and 16,000 sites later, our pledge to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites continues to enhance the beauty of our state. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. We're proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
He's a beef genetics extension specialist for the University of Missouri. Dr. Jared Decker works with breed associations and also individual beef producers to understand and use genomic technologies in the selection decisions for cattle herds. Dr. Decker says, for right now, we've got only the single breed EPDs that really work for beef producers. But there is a multi-breed EPD on the horizon.
So right now, especially for the commercial heifer panels, our best genomic tests are going to be the breed-specific test. It's just simpler to create a genomic test in a breed-specific manner. Bigger picture, we have International Genetic Solutions, which is going to be doing a multi-breed genetic predictions for 11 different breed associations in the U.S. and Canada. And so when they fully launch their new single-step bolt prediction, we will have a genomic-based genetic prediction that works across multiple breeds of cattle. The really interesting thing that they're doing with their association is they're not just providing that single-step genomic multi-breed genetic prediction to seed stock producers. They've opened the door and said, if you're a commercial producer, enroll your entire cow herd in the program. We're only going to charge you $500 per year to get that done, and they will give you pedigree-based or genomic-based genetic predictions on your entire commercial cow herd. So we really see these opportunities opening up where commercial producers can get that genetic information on their females.
Now, we caught up with Dr. Decker at the recent Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers meeting down in Fort Worth. One of the examples he gave to the audience when he talked about EPDs that maybe you don't need to pay as much attention to is the EPD that expresses the ability of a cow to produce more milk for her calf.
Yeah, so to be honest with you, I was a little dense on this topic for far too long. But one of the things that I finally learned and finally realized is that those cattle with those larger milk EPDs, they have higher maintenance requirements. So they might be producing, they have the potential to produce more milk, but their maintenance requirements get so high that they simply can't eat enough to produce the milk that their genetic potential says. So there comes to a point where that milk genetic potential, where that milk EPD gets too high, and we're basically losing money because the maintenance requirement of that cow is too high and we're not getting the additional growth of the calves back.
Where are we going with the EPD, genomic EPDs, and how they are going to be, you know, integrated and used and they, you know, an optimal way by producers?
I think the technology over the last 8 years, and it's been 8 years since we launched the technology in the industry, has really become quite mature. So we've answered a lot of the research questions in terms of how do we use genomics in genetic prediction. The next step really is getting beef producers to buy in to EPDs that have been around for 40 years, to indexes that have been around for over a decade, and then buying in when it makes sense to purchase genomic tests on their cattle.
Dr. Jared Decker, the University of Missouri, on the evolution of more and more information available to cattle producers these days, early on from EPDs and now through additional genomic information. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.